You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, how y'all doing out there? Welcome back. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show, another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hope you all had an amazing Christmas. Now we're coming to the new year, 2012. Can't come fast enough. I guess Sinead O'Connor is divorcing, right? Some stories say she's been married 16 days. Some say as long as 18 days. Very long, fruitful marriage there. Everywhere you look, someone's getting a divorce. Really? 18 days now? What is the average marriage in Hollywood? I mean, Kim Kardashian, right? That lowered the, we're talking now, not even a month. We can't even make it through a month with our marriages in Hollywood. Come on, people. Get a clue. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot to talk about today. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love this story. There was somebody trying to carjack a car in Colorado, right? And he gets into the car, kicks the woman out. Luckily, he doesn't shoot the woman, right? I mean, he points a gun at her, demanded her keys and her purse, right? Then he thought he could speed away, right? She had a 2004 Audi sedan. Well, he gets to the driver's seat, but he can't drive a stick. So he cranked the engine. He couldn't get it to go, right? But then he ran off with the woman's purse, okay? And then he had to try to flee the police, you know? But, you know, if you're going to steal a car, I mean, idiots. Some of these people are so stupid. All right, you know, it could be a stick. All right. Oh, actually, he hasn't been found. At the time of this report, they say he's between 22 and 25 years old, is 6 feet tall, and is walking around with a zebra print purse, because that's a purse he stole from the woman. I got to tell you, some of these crooks are absolutely stupid. You know, in the news today, I'm trying to find the story. There was somebody that actually fought back. Apparently, let me see if I could find it. If not, I'll have to talk to you after break. But apparently somebody had tried to rob a convenience store. And as the shop owner is giving him his money, then he punches him and he takes it upon himself to, you know, take this guy on. Now, a lot of you would say, oh, that's dangerous. You shouldn't do it. And of course, you know, we never recommend, you know, anybody, you know, go after or take matters in their own hands. But, you know, part of me is going, yeah, good for you. Because honestly, you know, not all of these crooks are intelligent. Yes, we've had some very, very crafty criminals, extremely crafty, like the ones that broke in over the weekend to the security database that has addresses and credit cards. You heard about this. We'll probably talk about this later in the hour. So, yes, a lot of criminals are crafty. But a lot of these people that hold up convenience stores, they're strung out on drugs. They're obviously stupid because, you know, you always get caught. And, you know, I kind of want these crooks and these criminals to just stop and think. And if they think they're going to get shot, what was that, the Mobile Alabama mayor, right, held somebody who broke into his house at gunpoint? You know, you almost want these people to think, look, you're going to be, you know, it's not worth it. It's not going to be like in the movies where you could walk into a 7-Eleven, hold them up, leave, be on your way, and nibble on beef jerky as you drive. It's not going to be that easy. They need to know that you will die. We're going to shoot you, or we're going to kick your ass, you know, kick your butt. They need to know that it's not all that easy, and maybe there'll be less break-ins and less thefts. You know, people always talk about the Wild Wild West, and I guess reports are now coming out saying it really wasn't that Wild Wild West. There weren't that many shootings, right? And maybe why is because everybody assumes someone else had a gun. You know, you're really not going to mess with somebody if you think they're armed. So, you know, good for anybody. You know, you come into my house, I'm going to shoot. I know I'm a doctor. Yes, I'm going to probably try to aim for something that won't kill you, right? Because I know where all your arteries are, right? But I'm going to shoot you. Okay, you're in my house. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Take your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. No, I've never shot somebody. I just, you know. Jesus and the Done. You know, I've always fantasized to be like, you know, Charlie's Angels, right? Where I get to walk around with those cute little guns, right? Somebody messes with me, right? But, you know, when we took our CCW course, they're like, you know, look, you know, you are protected by law. If someone breaks in, you have no idea what they're going to do. And if they don't leave, you could shoot them. You can't shoot them on the way out. Like when they're trying to hop out of the window, you shoot them in the back. You can't do that because they're leaving. But if they're coming at you, you shoot. Okay, you only have one life. You got to protect it. You got to protect your kids. All right. So, a lot to talk about. Now, this is interesting. Did you guys hear about this? There were 5 migrating cuckoo birds. And scientists fitted them with GPS trackers. And they all met up in the same spot in Africa. I got to read this to you. British conservationists decided to track these cuckoos, their movements, to find out more about the birds' lifestyles following concerns. Okay, so they didn't expect them to all meet. They just followed them. They named the birds, okay, in June, Clement, Casper, Martin, Chris, and Leicester, right? And then they all kind of flew away thousands of miles apart, but then they wanted to, of course, go to warmer climates. 3 of the birds flew down through Italy and straight across the Sahara Desert. The other 2, Clement and Leicester, went to Spain, down the Atlantic edge of the continent, more than 1,000 miles to the west. And now they're discovered they're all pretty close together in the Congo rainforest, despite having traveled 3,000 miles south. Now, they aren't all together on the same tree, but they all are now in the Congo rainforest. They say 3 are about as close to each other as they were when they were caught and sent on the way. Experts said the journey was fraught with danger crossing the Sahara and all that. But it is amazing that they all kind of went the same way. Right? By GPS. You see the map and they're going, do. I don't know what sounds cuckoos make, but good for them. Good for them. So now they have all this GPS. I got to tell you, amazing. You GPS track. I want to GPS track my kitty cats. I want to GPS track my kids. When they're teenagers, right, you can put like a GPS in their shoe. You can put a GPS in their car. I'd love to be able to like implant it in their shoulder, but I know, you know, there's probably some child protective laws that won't let me do that. But imagine if I could put a GPS on my baby. Right, God forbid they get abducted, I know where they are. I could sew it in. It's not that hard. Very easy. But I mean, they do that to cats all the time. I know. I won't do it. All right. Study came out today saying more time at school boosts the IQ. All right. Kids that have more school, even an extra year in the classroom, have higher IQs. Why? Well, because they're studying. They're not sitting there playing video games. Of course, they have more IQs. All right. When we come back, we're going to hit the medical headlines, a lot of medical news. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show playing in your city or town, call up your station, email your station, and have them bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to them. So over the holidays, we were talking about these researchers who were playing around with the H5N1 virus, right? The avian flu, the bird flu. And how they were able to make a very virulent, more deadly form of the flu. And they were bragging about it. They were going to publish their data. Everybody's all excited. And, you know, the government's like, okay, wait a second. Can you please just hold on a second here? Okay? If the bad guys find out, you know, how you did this, then they are going to be able to reproduce the technology and the science, possibly use this for bioterrorism. All right? So then what happened is over the holiday, a couple of scientists said, okay, they will not publish all of the research. They will withhold some sensitive parts. drugs. But now there's this big controversy whether scientists should hold out, should government be involved, can government always step in and prevent research from happening? I mean, you know, if government doesn't want these people to publish, how long until government's going to say, well, we don't even want you to play with it? Now, this again, this goes back to all the different types of topics, you know, we've talked about and that's been out there, like cloning and, you know, different advancements in medicine and science. You know, do we stop research? You can't. You can't stop knowledge. You can't stop the quest of knowledge or the pursuit. But there has to be some sort of protective mechanisms here. Because if scientists are screwing around with some viruses and able to make them more virulent, then yes, there are certain countries that would probably purchase or extort that type of information from somebody and then use it as a weapon. And we need to be very, very careful. There's a lot of things that we may not want to discover. Should we discover it? So there's going to be this controversy now whether I believe there's a biosecurity board. Let me see if I'm looking at this fine. There's a panel of biosecurity experts that has advised the governments on its decision and also recommend the journals to agree a short-term moratorium on publishing the research about what makes H5N1 viruses more transmissible. So, all right, in this particular case, right, you guys did it. That's fine. Let's kind of keep it quiet. But, you know, how long can you keep that stuff quiet? You know, I mean, things are getting hacked all the time, right? There's, you know, their information's out there. Do we stop looking? You know, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, right, I assume every virus can turn more virulent and more deadly. But do we need to discover that so then we can make vaccines or we can make antiviruses? You know, where does this stop? So you're going to see more and more of this. I don't see when we'll stop seeing this, where there's going to be this tug of war between science and government. And I don't want to, you know, start going on an anti-government binge, because in one respect, I agree. You know, you have scientists playing around with things. They could discover things at any time, and then they could let, you know, you almost want there to be, all right, tell us what's going on. Let's see, you know, and let's see if we can at least contain this highly sensitive information. I mean, we know there's already scientists at the NIH, you know, looking at bioterrorism and looking at certain pathogens that could be used for war. They're studying it and making sure they have a plan. I mean, I hope that's what they're doing. That's what our taxpayer dollars are going for. So, but yes, I do think there has to be some sort of checks and balances. You know, you can't just design something and then let it go out there. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. We will watch and I will keep you posted. All right. Argentina's president will undergo surgery next week for thyroid cancer. President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has papillary carcinoma of the thyroid. Very common type of thyroid cancer. It has not spread to her lymph nodes. They believe she's going to be fine. She's going to be taking medical leave and relinquish power to South American nation's vice president from January 4th to 24. Fernandez, 58 years old, was sworn in for a second four-year term earlier this month. We don't know much more about the cancer, except it is the more common type of thyroid cancer, excellent survival rate. Usually they do surgery, then they do radioactive iodine. Remember, surgery with thyroid cancer, a lot of times you can't get it all. It's supposed to have like a bluish-green color. When you go in and take out thyroid cancer, you can see the color to it. So usually the surgeons clean out what they can. They take out the thyroid, and wherever it's spread, they clean it out. But sometimes you don't get it all. But what's amazing about thyroid cancer is you could do radioactive iodine. Thyroid tissue picks up iodine. So you give the body radioactive iodine, kills the thyroid tissue, doesn't hurt the patient, supposedly. Right? Then, of course, we do medications, et cetera, and then you end up a lot of times going low, so we give you thyroid medication, but we give you more thyroid medication than you need because we want to suppress your body's ability to incite any rogue thyroid tissue that's out there. People always go, Dahlia, I don't understand. If I have thyroid cancer, why am I taking so much thyroid medication? We actually give you more than you need to suppress your body's TSH, the thyroid stimulating hormone that causes any thyroid tissue to produce thyroid hormone. So as if you have too much circulating exogenous thyroid from medication, your body won't send out that signal, so any thyroid tissue that's sitting there will hopefully still stay quiet. Because remember, you can't get 100%. You could try. Now, sometimes if you have a very, very localized cancer that hasn't spread, yes, you could take it all out. There's your 100%. But a lot of people that had it spread, this is what we do as a protection. Of course, there are complications to surgery. Anybody that's had thyroid surgery, they could have their parathyroid, which are the glands behind the thyroid, severed. Those regulate your calcium and your vitamin D. You could also have vocal cord issue. You could have calcium levels go high, which can cause problems in itself. And a lot of people that have had their thyroid taken out, they have mood issues. You know, and many times I have to add a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, something to raise your serotonin. And a lot of times they're moody, they're crying. I don't want to say they have depression or anxiety, but they have elements of that. And, you know, we forget that the thyroid gland probably has a little more to it than just thyroid. Right? It's an organ. It does a lot. So sometimes we like to replace with serotonin as well. All right. So hopefully she'll be okay. And we will keep you posted on that. Beautiful lady. She's very, very pretty. All right. Also in the news today, they were talking about how elephants have a sixth toe, right? Elephants used to be, this blew my mind, we were talking about this a couple hours ago, that elephants used to be the size of pigs, right? They were small. And then they were flat-footed. This was about 55 million years ago, right? And they evolved a false sixth toe in the middle of the fat pad on each foot, and it helps prop up the back of their feet when they tiptoe. So fossil evidence, they say the first elephants with false toes date back 40 million years, coinciding with a period when elephants began to grow large and occupy more diverse terrestrial habitats. So I guess if they were the size of a pig, they had to tippy toe to look big. The false toes were first discovered 300 years ago by Scottish surgeon Patrick Blair. Other scientists speculated the appendages were made of cartilage and not bone, but then as the elephant ages, the cartilage turns to bone, just like with kids. So elephants tippy toe, and they were the size of pigs. Who knew? Who knew? Okay, let's see what else I want to talk to you guys about. All right, sorry, there's so many stories I want to get to. All right, this is very interesting. Kraft or Jell-O has come up with a machine, and it uses facial biometrics to identify its customers. It's a machine that wants to give out free dessert to adults. But and they're playing around with this to see how it works, and they're using facial biometrics to tell if it's really an adult. It's called Temptations. Jell-O's new pudding is meant to be for adults only. So to ensure that children are not getting any free samples, the new vending machines use facial recognition technology. The vending machine will automatically scan the face of every individual who approaches the machine for a sample. If the machine detects a child, it will shut down, asking the child to step away from the machine, the company says. This is part of Jell-O's new campaign to promote its latest dessert. The company is giving away free samples using a sophisticated vending machine. Crazy. The machine does not store any biometric information, it says, and only collects data based on gender and approximate age. So a kid that wants to bring, because, you know, I send my kids to get my straw, right, to go get my ice cream. I send my kids to do it. So now you can't send your kids. You got to get up off your butt to go and get your Jell-O Temptations pudding. Gosh, that's crazy. Facial biometrics. I don't want anybody scanning me for my dessert. I don't want that. The paparazzi could use it. Yes, there are paparazzi. I mean, there's probably no paparazzi chasing me, but radio people have paparazzi. Absolutely. I don't want people knowing. I mean, I want privacy when I eat my dessert. I don't want that opinion on that. All right, guys, when we come back, a lot more to talk about. We're going to talk about how it looks like more and more medical groups are saying we're doing too much for our seriously ill patients. I hope that means they want to let us go. I don't want that to happen. When we come back on the Dr. Dolly Show, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%, and within normal healthy ranges. It's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life. More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And we got Kyle working the dials. And thank you, Kyle, for working on this holiday week to get our medical news out. So what's going on here with seriously ill people are getting, quote unquote, too much care? Well, they say a third of doctors working in intensive care units, ICU, believe one or more of their patients is getting inappropriate care, with slightly fewer nurses sharing the sentiment. Now, this is a European poll, but it does extend to American healthcare as well. They say in most cases, ICU staff felt they were giving too much care. They say what the study shows is that the striking number of ICU physicians and nurses on any given day are providing care they're perceived to be inappropriate. This is being reported out of Reuters Health. What it doesn't tell us is why are they doing it? All right. They say patient and family preferences about life and death medical decisions have been at the center of discussion. We live in a society where they say where life support and aggressive care are provided by default. Of course, hospital will get sued if they don't administer. I mean, you know, every month we get a study of a hospital not working quick enough to help somebody, and then they get sued. So, of course, by default, you are going to get full-court press until the family says no. New findings are based on information from more than 1,600 doctors and nurses at hospitals in Europe and Israel. All right, socialized medicine. The providers answer questions about the work experiences, etc. Most of the time, they say it is too much care. I'm trying to see if they're actually listing what they're talking about. They don't go into specifics, but we all know they're talking about the ventilators. They're talking about trachs. They're talking about the surgeries. They're talking about, you know, and we just covered the story where last week, remember the U of A student, I believe a 22-year-old boy was in a car accident in October, had a surgery, was comatose. Family was actually considering pulling the plug, talk about organ donation. Excuse me. And he wakes up. All right. He wakes up. He's talking, walking, interviewing, and the boy's doing amazing. It's a Christmas miracle. Now, when we talk about doing too much, especially in the American setting, all right, doctors are being told, have your advance directives. We need advance directives on all your patients. So when they do go to the hospital, we know that we don't have to do full court press. We know we don't have to keep them on the ventilator. We don't have to perform CPR. We don't have to do food tube feedings, etc. And a lot of my patients, they don't want to fill those out. They don't want to fill them out. My mom did it. I go, I ask my mom, do you have them? She's like, no, I don't want anybody pulling the plug. Of course not. No, you keep doing what you need to. I go, well, what if it's 3 months, you know, and God forbid you're on a ventilator? She goes, keep going. So Now, yes, that does cost money. That costs a lot of money. Yeah, I mean, this particular case with the U of A student, I mean, he was, 2 months in a coma, right? But, you know, sometimes you don't know. People, they can shock you. They can surprise you. But more people than not will be on life support endlessly. And when it's the taxpaying dollars, yeah, you're going to have more and more people saying, look, come on, this is ridiculous. Why are we putting money towards this? So it's a very, very hot topic. So, of course, my recommendation to all of you is please get some advanced directives. But just because you get some advanced directives or have a living will and have delineated things of what you want done and what you don't want done, all right, don't think that it's all or nothing. You can pick and choose. Okay, you can say, look, do CPR, put me on life support. Right. But after 2 months or 3 months, I want a, new team brought in and have a second opinion. Or I want, you know, we have something very similar in mind. In mind, we have, you know, do full court press in the beginning. But when it comes to that time, we have a doctor specified in our will to come, take a look, assess the situation, and see if he agrees that that should be the appropriate step. Because my family, they aren't, my husband's a chiropractor, but they would love the help of a doctor. Now, in everybody else's will, they have Dahlia come. And I don't want that. I do not want that responsibility. I don't. You know, when my grandmother was dying, my aunt's like, right, Dahlia, they want me to pull the plug. Can you get down here? You need to help figure this out. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to make the decision. You know, but for me, in mind, we have a friend of the family that's going to come in and take a look. And it's kind of, you know, it's hard to talk about, of course. Nobody wants to talk about that. But you can actually delineate to that detail what you want. You could say, on day 52, I want this. You can do that. Okay? You don't have to worry that just because you're signed an advance directive saying do not resuscitate means nothing's going to be done. But just don't say DNR, do not resuscitate, and that's it. I mean, if you want some stipulations, they have to be written. A lawyer could help you. I believe there's online forms you can do. Now, we've talked about on the show nurse and hospital biases, even doctor biases. And I'm afraid to admit them, but, you know, these studies are showing that they exist, where somebody that's DNR, do not resuscitate, it's in big letters on their chart. And when something goes wrong, you know, people are, you know, they walk by and they go, okay, now remember, he's a DNR. Okay, so we don't do anything. He's a DNR, and I hated that. I'm like, look, you know, first of all, the guy has a name. Okay, it's Mr. Smith. He's not a DNR, right? And even though it says DNR, did we kind of look at the specifications? All right, and I remember the form when I was a student at the time was kind of a short form, very easy form for people to fill out. The patient could fill out, or the proxy to fill out, and it's one was full court press, one was do not resuscitate, and then one was okay. Well, I can have tube feedings, or I want pain meds, or I want this, I want that, etc. But the one thing I don't want to have is the big DNR on my hospital bed or above my hospital bed. I mean, in fact, what I want to tattoo on my chest is, you know, keep doing chest compressions, okay? I mean, that's what I want. I mean, God forbid somebody gets those mistaken. There was a story a long time ago where somebody had DNR orders and it got mixed up with somebody else. And, oh, my gosh, that's just an absolute nightmare. So the good news is if DNR is written, you know, near your bed or on your chart, hopefully a family member could see this and go, it's wrong. But again, I don't want to scare everybody, okay? These are very, very rare horror stories. Usually, things are done right. Everything's documented. There's a plan. But just, you know, make sure you take the time to plan while you're healthy, all right? And if you don't know what to plan, then talk to your doctor. Say, look, I'm meeting my attorney or I'm filling out this form, all right? What does this mean, no tube feeding? What does this mean, no pain medicine? And a lot of people are like, wait a second. I do want to be on pain medicines. I do want this, you know? So make sure you get that asked. Make sure you address it, okay? No subject should be too sensitive with your doctor. We've talked about that, right? You talk to them about masses. You talk to them about rectal bleeding or whatever. Why wouldn't you talk to them about end-of-life decisions? Right? Because remember, we're coming into a medical system now where we're going to be a little bit more trigger finger happy, right? Because we need to save money, especially if your health care is on the tax paying dollar. All right. If you have private health insurance, you know, maybe there's more leeway, but I don't know where we are going to be going with this whole healthcare system if public option is going to try to come back, if many of us are going to have to fall under the Medicaid system or a government system. And if that's the case, right, you may have less choice with how long you could be on the ventilator, et cetera. So you just make sure you have what you want first. Then we'll see where healthcare goes. Make sure you talk to your family. Make sure everybody's in agreement, everybody's understanding, because the last thing any family member wants to talk about is end-of-life decisions when you're in the hospital, okay? Do it when you're all kind of, you know, giggling and happy and whatever, and you all are kind of level-headed, and you're like, look, we got to talk about this, but not when everyone's emotional and scared. You know, I mean, it was a horrible time when my dad died, but, you know, one of the things my mom was just overwhelmed with is, where do I live? Where do I mean, you know, she's told her husband of how many years is dead. And she's like, where do I live? Who do I live? What do I do? How do I eat? How do I, because my daddy fixed appliances. He had a very, very small place to live. He fixed appliances. You know, they made ends meet week by week. That's how they always did it. And so you, not only are you overwhelmed by the medical condition, but you're also overwhelmed by work and who's taking care of this, et cetera. So you don't make the decision when you're overwhelmed. Okay? You do it when you're relaxed and things are happier. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, cat allergies. When should you get a cat and when shouldn't you? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Delia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, looks like children of parents who smoke during pregnancy actually can show signs of vascular damage even at age 5 years old. Now, the study is going to come out next month in the journal Pediatrics, and it looked at the effects of smoking on children when the parents smoke during pregnancy. Mothers had filled out a questionnaire, all right, and their children were looked at by ultrasound, carotid artery ultrasound, and they actually found vascular damage seen in children whose mothers smoked during pregnancy. After adjusting factors for gender and breastfeeding, maternal age, etc., they say the association between vascular damage and smoking was strongest if both the parents smoked during pregnancy. However, no link was seen between vascular damage and mothers smoking only after pregnancy. So if moms didn't smoke during the pregnancy and smoked after, they didn't see the damage like they did with kids that were born to moms and dads who smoke. So keep in mind, you cannot smoke around your children if you're a dad. You can't smoke while you're pregnant if you're a mom. Serious stuff. All right, we were talking today. We started the show out talking about how Sears and Kmart are closing about 100 to 120 stores. They don't know which ones, but they've already told us that apparently holiday sales were a lot less than they expected. And this is kind of crushing because, you know, Sears has been around for a long time. Now, they're just shutting stores. They aren't completely, you know, going by the wayside. I mean, Sears has been around for years, decades, so is Kmart. But they just can't compete with Target and Walmart. They can't compete, you know. We were talking about why, right, the psychology of the shopper. You know, I walk into a Sears. I notice there's a lot of racks, clothes on racks, something I don't want to see, as opposed to you walk into like a JCPenney, you see the mannequins, and then you see rows of the same shirt in different sizes. So sometimes it's more appealing to the eye. I don't think any store you should walk in and just see racks of clothes. I think there should be a display. I think there should be something more inviting. Right, I don't think you should see a checkout counter when you first walk in. A lot of times you do, but there should be some sort of a display. Walmart is brilliant with that. They have a greeter. They have, things on sale, candy. They have the prices lower. There's a lot of ways that they are able to target the psychology of the shopper, and they're doing a much better job. Target, you know, they have a red Target. I mean, red and white reminds people of Target. Brilliant color scheme, red and white Christmas, red and white Target. Very, very easy to walk into a Target and find what you need. You don't walk into a rack of clothes. Again, you walk into, you walk into the cool red shopping carts usually. But again, you start seeing the sales. You start seeing depending on where you walk in, you start seeing like the food and, you know, the packets of candy, etc. Or you're on the other side and you start seeing the Hallmark cards and the movies and DVDs. So it's not like walking into a department store. And maybe that's what's wrong with Sears and Kmart. They look older. They look like department stores. And how do you compete with the commercials? And how do you compete with the smiley? Walmart has a smiley face. Target has a Target. Maybe there's something to round. Maybe there's something to a round shape that's easier on the eye, easier for people to remember. When I think of Walmart, I think of the yellow happy face. When I think of Target, I think of red and white. When I think of Kmart, I think of an older building and a red K. When I think of Sears, I think appliances. And I think Brady Bunch, right? What was that one Brady Bunch movie? You know, put on your Sunday's best, we're going to Sears. So they really need to revamp their marketing strategy. Otherwise, they're going to be going by the wayside like Jimco did. I mean, they're good stores. They have good quality products. It doesn't attract. I don't even know where the nearest Kmart is. Yet I know where all the Targets are. I know where the Walmarts are. They're very well situated. They're very, you know, remember, location, location, location. Maybe a lot of Sears and Kmarts are in older parts of town. We do have a Sears in a newer part of town, but you don't get to it because you hit Target first. You hit Target before you hit Sears. It's a shame because you're seeing companies that have had good products that have done well, and we just don't want to see them by the wayside. All right, more medical news today. They're talking about cat allergies and how those kids that have had cats when they were kids and are now adults do much better than an adult who gets a cat for the first time. They seem to have more allergies, more wheezing. They also recommend don't let the cat in the bedroom and don't let the cat sleep on the bed with you. Okay, now, I have two dogs and three cats. You try telling them that. Okay, the dogs sleep in the kids' room because the kids want to sleep with the dogs. The cats sleep with me and my husband. Sometimes my husband wants to sleep with the dogs, right, when I want to go to sleep and I don't want noise and I don't want the dogs in my room because I want to be able to sleep. So hubby will go play with the dogs, but I don't let the dogs in my bed. But the kitty cats are there. They run around. That's just what they do. But again, I grew up with animals, so I'm okay. A lot of us that aren't desensitized will have a reaction and can have an issue. So it was interesting where they said if you had a cat as a child, you're at less risk. But you actually get desensitized to other allergies. But they say adults who get a cat but don't let it in the bedroom do not seem to be as sensitized as if they do get a new cat, let them in the bedroom, sleep with the dander, and don't do as well. Also, you're allergic to their saliva as well. You know, it's not just the dander, it's their saliva too you could be allergic to. So, you know, I love kitty cats. I really do love my little kitty cats, even though they're major pains in the tushy. One likes water. I think cats don't have depth perception. Because one of my stupid cats, he has, I call it poo-poo powder, what's it called? Your kitty litter. He has the kitty litter in his paw, he has his claws, and then after he goes potty, he wants a drink of water. She wants a drink of water. So she goes to the water and sticks her poo-poo powder paw into the water to get some movement to know how deep to put her head to drink. And then the water is sullied with the poo-poo powder. And then the other cats don't want to drink the water, so they wake me up in the middle of the night. I'm like, come on, leave me alone. You know, real quickly, when we were talking about, you know, with Sears and companies laying off, because Morgan Stanley is also laying off at least 1,000 jobs from what I understand. It's really frustrating because this should have been one of the best, strongest retail Christmas seasons in many years. All right. Thanksgiving came a little early. I think it came on the 23rd as opposed to like the 27th or the 28th, like sometimes it does. So that allowed an extra 4 or 5 days of shopping. Plus, since Christmas came on a Sunday, many people were off Monday, the day after Christmas. So they had time to shop, as opposed to Christmas following on a weekend, and some people having to work on Monday. So you had a lot of people off on Monday able to shop. Same thing is going to happen January 2nd. Many schools don't start till the 3rd. So people are off January 1st and January 2nd. More shopping days. This probably would have been just prime for many retailers, and many retailers said, sales were still down. Again, we're still in the recession. No matter what anybody says, we're still, even if we're quote unquote maybe coming out of the recession, nobody wants to spend money. People are spending less and less. We spent way less this Christmas. I didn't want to. Some people hadn't bought gifts for, we did. Other people we did less. We had to, you know, and I really, really feel bad charity-wise. We didn't do as well for our charities as we usually do. So it's frustrating. By the way, we are collecting clothes, blankets, toys for St. Jude's Ranch for Children. We're helping a local charity here in Clark County, Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. If any of you have any mildly used, partially used, or new toys, blankets, clothes, we're doing a year-long drive. After Christmas, many people, they don't donate. The Christmas season's over. You know, they get back to work. But St. Jude's Ranch for Children, they help children year-round. So whatever you could do to help, please visit my website. It has the address. Anything you could mail or send, we would be much obliged. Even if you could donate like an email gift card, we will send it to them or use it for foods and supplies and first aid for St. Jude's. They also give to older people as well, homeless people. They help many people in the city. All right, so we're coming up to the end. Oh, this went too fast. Real quickly on a high note, New York City now boasts of a life expectancy of 80.6 years. It's happening. We are living longer, and now we're going to see more and more. We're into our 80s. Mark my words, in the next 10 years, life expectancy will be in the 90s. That quickly, I tell you. So bravo. You all be healthy, be safe. Can't wait to talk to you, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Take care.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. toxicpharmacist.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.